This is Ricardo Palastro, head of DARA's Evaluation Department, on the evaluation of the humanitarian response in South Central Somalia during the period of 2005 to 2010, commissioned by the Interagency Standing Committees. Mr. Palastro, what are the main findings of this evaluation?
This is the most comprehensive system-wide evaluation DARA has carried out so far. So going on the main findings of this evaluation, we can see that Somalia has been affected by 20 years of conflict, recurrent, slow and fast onset disasters, with cyclical droughts, floods, etc., etc., an absence of a central government since the fall of the Siad Barre regime, and recurrence of hunger and famine. This has translated into millions of people affected by conflict and disasters. Despite critical access and security constraints, knowing that Somalia was the context where most humanitarian workers were killed in 2008, two-thirds worldwide, the overall response was successful. There are some very good examples in food aid distributions, health interventions, nutrition, water and sanitation. As a matter of fact, there was no large-scale disease outbreak. However, there was massive displacement, both internal, with internal displaced persons gathering around the main cities, and an external displacement within the Arabian Peninsula and within Ethiopia and Kenya and Eritrea. Nevertheless, assistance was short-term and basically did not focus on vulnerability or the root causes. The responses overall was reactive and very much supply-driven. The other element that we found that transaction costs were very high.
What are the next steps to be implemented in what is one of the most protracted emergencies in the world?
To find ways to improve the humanitarian space. This means that donors need to provide funding independently of political and security objectives that were highly marked within the country. It means also that access to the civilian population in need needs to be granted by the warring parties, namely the TFG and Al-Shabaab. And fundamentally that dialogue among the parties needs to improve. And here the international community and the regional governments have a key role to play. The other dimension is that a needs-based response needs to be bolstered. And the other element is that there's also a need to improve efficiency and effectiveness. This means reducing transaction costs. This means deploying more senior personnel in the field that is actually remotely managing the operation so that decisions can be taken as the situation changes on the ground.
The evaluation has been described as one of the most comprehensive evaluations of aid in Somalia by the humanitarian coordinator. What can be learned and improved in the humanitarian response of other complex emergencies?
Today, all complex emergencies, such as Afghanistan, Iraq, Pakistan, Yemen, Sudan, and others, experience very serious problems around the deterioration of the humanitarian space. This is due to the increasing subordination of the humanitarian response to political and security agendas. Resources are often linked to those agendas, and financial resources especially. Parties to the conflict do not allow independent humanitarian access, and ways to convince parties to the conflict to allow independent humanitarian access are critical so that the humanitarian response and the humanitarian system reaches the affected population and the population in need. Actors must always respond according to fundamental humanitarian principles, namely of independence, impartiality, and neutrality. Without this kind of approach, it is impossible to respond in situations where security and access is deteriorated. The other element that the other learning that can be applied from this evaluation to other context is around efficiency and effectiveness. Most of the protracted emergencies are adopting today in humanitarian response the remote control or remote management modality. This entails a very different way of responding for humanitarian actors that is new, that is not the traditional way that was being closed to the civilian population in need and understanding what their needs were as they changed. A lot of good practice can be distilled out of Somalia around remote monitoring and remote management. The ways to reduce transaction costs are also indicated for other contexts. Finally, the other learning that can be applied is around accountability. The fundamental learning from Somalia is that there was limited accountability to the beneficiaries. It is key to be accountable to the clients of the humanitarian aid industry. You need customer satisfaction nowadays as this sector is becoming more and more professional. People should be aware of what their rights are and what they are entitled to. Beneficiaries need to know what assistance they will receive, when they will receive it, and who will provide it. This way, the humanitarian system will be more accountable.
Thank you. For more information, please visit DARA's website at www.daraint.org.